When the late Cardinal Heenan was asked what was distinctive about the Catholic Church, he answered quite simply with one word, authority. Cardinal Heenan's reply ruffled not a few feathers. Many expected him to say something like love or compassion. But frankly, the Cardinal could not have said either love or compassion, because those are values or characteristics the Church shares with other people of other faiths, and some of none. In the Gospels, the crowds are not amazed by Jesus' love or compassion. Instead, they are impressed because he taught them as one with authority. They remark, in John chapter 7, verse 46, "No one ever spoke as this man does." And later the crowds ask themselves, in Mark chapter 1, verse 27, "What is this, a new teaching? With authority he commands." Authority is what is distinctive about Jesus, and it is also what marks out his church. The distinctiveness of authority shows up the weakness of tradition on its own. Many Christians can claim to be traditional, both inside and outside the Catholic Church. Some even claim the name Catholic without taking on all that it implies. But it is not enough to be traditional in this sense, unless the tradition is grounded in the authority of the Son of God. At the time of the English Reformation, Bishop John Fisher and Sir Thomas More were seen as avant-garde. They were humanists, learning Greek, and not simply relying on the Latin Vulgate as everyone else. They were enthusiastic for the new learning of the Renaissance. In contrast, many others saw themselves as traditional, and yet, in the difficult years of the Reformation, many of the so-called traditionalists were swept away by apathy, conformity, avarice. The traditional people did the traditional thing and followed their monarchs into schism and heresy. But John Fisher and Thomas More adhere to the only thing that genuinely makes a difference, to the authority of the Church founded by Christ, manifest in particular in the person of Christ's vicar, the successor of Peter, that is, in the Pope. For this, John Fisher and Thomas More paid the price of being martyred. It is not enough to tell the world about love and compassion and mercy and peace and justice. All of these things are meaningless and empty unless they are grounded in Him who is love, mercy, compassion, justice, peace. Unless all these things are founded on the authority of God, they are empty and vain and will fail. Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, sometimes called St. John Lateran, or to give it its proper name, the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Savior. This church in Rome, not St. Peter's, is the cathedral of the Pope. And it is, as the inscription on the facade proclaims, the mother of all the churches in the world. Unless a church is in communion with this see, it cannot be part of the Catholic Church, cannot be part of the church founded by Christ himself, built on Peter, the rock. Within this communion with Peter's successor, we are properly Catholic, empowered with the authority of Christ to evangelize the world, and to proclaim his saving deeds to the ends of the earth.